Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, double eraser pens, plus stupid world records, weed, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
Come, gather around my friends, and I'll tell you about a man. A man who is adored by every woman in the land. He rides a big white horse. He's gorgeous, of course. He never watches sports, and he has never been divorced. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist. After sex, he likes to cuddle and then talk about your mom. And he loves to rock out to Celine Dion. He's muscular and thin. He only has one chin. He thinks that Cindy Crawford is way too thin. He takes out the trash even before you ask. He never holds your head under the covers when he releases gas. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist. He loves to paint your toenails and then give you a back rub. And when you can't button your pants, he says they must have shrunk. He nourishes your soul. He knows how to fold. And all his favorite underwear is less than 10 years old. He doesn't criticize or tell you how to drive. He knows that after sex you shouldn't give a high five. He's the man. He's the man. He's the man who doesn't exist.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh over there. This is Tom speaking. Got a haircut yesterday. I know. Thanks for noticing.
Well, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah,
well,
that's
you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
How would we know?
We would have noticed.
Yeah.
We're good about that.
A 7-year-old said to me,
Daddy, you need a haircut.
What?
Whoa.
How do they know?
Oh.
I'd like to talk about something important. My new fascination with double erasered pencils. Now,
I mean, like an eraser renew, on either end, you mean?
I'd like to renew my call for people sending me double erasered pencils. I got some from the United States Senate, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, cool.
That's right, with one eraser on each end.
Well, that makes sense. Maybe they could erase a few taxes.
Yeah,
that'll never happen.
They said because there's no point to the Senate.
Thank you.
There's another United States Senate.
Nice.
Cool. And, of course, my Steven Singer pencils, the pencils that started it all. The erasers that started.
Made famous by what, Carson? Is that who?
I think Letterman continued that, didn't he, or something? But okay. I play with them all morning.
Okay. Yeah, we know.
Good. Now, could we move on? As boring as this is, I'd like to get some air.
Stupid world record. Okay, you're going to long for the double erasered pencil days.
All right.
A New Zealand man is going to try to break the Guinness World Record.
All right, now we're doing Guinness World Record attempts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For putting the most straws in a beard.
What?
Yeah, this is really dumb.
What?
I believe what Josh meant was...
Huh?
Josh, here's a picture of the guy.
Anatole Ivanow will try to best the previous record by putting 312 straws in his beard coming up in 11 days on February 23rd.
Now that I've seen it, I'm all for it.
Is that right?
Yep.
Ivanow's beard has previously earned him first place at the World Beard Championships.
Well,
that?
How do I not know about this? I'd like to enter my beard. I put my beard up against anybody's.
You know I thought John Travolta's won. What's her name?
Kelly Preston.
Okay, there.
Well, well, well.
Sorry. It's totally ridiculous. Look, the guy looks like a complete jackass. And, of course, he's using paper straws.
Oh, this is nothing
well,
like
course.
I thought.
Of course. Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, God, of course.
Can you imagine if he was using plastic straws?
Yeah, what does he hate? Turtles.
No. People would lose their minds.
Oh, my God.
This is not the beard I thought. It's gray on the bottom and brown at the top, and it's really something.
Christy, I want to ask you an honest question. I'll start with you, Josh. I'll start with you. Have you ever stored anything in your beard?
No, I haven't.
No, the only thing what? I can think of, I can. What's the guy's name? The drummer in. Fallon's band. What's his name again? Peace on Earth or something?
Oh, Questlove.
Questlove, right. He has the pick in his hair all the time.
Right, yes. Right.
Have you ever put anything in your beard or your hair and stored it there?
Oh, no. Not. I mean, as a joke.
You ever put a pencil behind your ear, maybe?
Well, I've done that before, yeah.
When I start working at a deli, maybe I'll put a pencil behind my ear, but I don't see any reason.
Well, so what's the point of having a straw in your beard?
He's just doing it to make a record.
Christy, I want an honest answer, Christy.
Yes.
Have you ever, and you see this in the movies all the time, have you ever stored anything in your cleavage?
No, mine's not big.
Like a rolled up 20 or?
There's
no,
a boob.
There, really it's
Christy.
What about in your bra?
A booby purse,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, you've never.
Mm-mm.
Okay, because I know someone that does that all the time.
Oh.
Absolutely all.
Yeah, we all do. Ms. Pat does it all the time.
I put tip money in my underwear.
so much for.
Well, I mean, she's got room.
I have tip
she
money in
does.
My underwear.
You have what?
Tip money.
Oh, tip money.
In my underwear.
Contextually, you can see what I thought, perhaps. Because Ms. Pat calls that her money.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen
gotta
women,
get that P. Hit that P hard.
I've seen women put their hair up in a bun using pencils before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or chopsticks.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the Guinness people recognized a world record for putting straws in your beard.
Why would you even think to do
again,
that?
Again, the Guinness people have lost their minds. They can start saying no to some of these things.
Well, they just like to get their name.
And I want to go on record as saying how much I hate these paper straws, by the way.
We know you do.
In my car,
What's
I have
What's wrong with paper straws?
Everything. They get soggy, they're crummy, and make food taste terrible.
How do they make food taste terrible?
It's a conspiracy.
You know, I found it.
You're being suckered into this.
Microplastics are a real hazard.
If you're eating your food with a straw.
It starts with this, and pretty soon your taxes are going to go up, I'm telling you.
When he's this passionate about an issue, I find it best to just sit back and watch.
Last time you ate food with a straw.
After being punched in the face. We can figure out how to dispose of straws in our culture, okay?
Do you have plastic chopsticks or wooden chopsticks?
The place I go has wooden chopsticks.
Is that right?
Disposable, yeah.
You don't have some at home in like an ornate box?
Oh, God, I do too.
I do.
Now, Josh, yours are like yours are like pool cues, right?
Pool
cue sticks. You screw them together and hand wash them and oil them.
Here to do some eating, baby.
I don't wash them myself. I take them to. I've got a guy.
Okay, good.
I have them laundered.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you can. We'll put a photograph of the jackass trying to get
his fancy ones are slippery. I don't like them.
Yeah, but that's what I used in Korea. They were all metal.
I don't like the big bushy beards. I never have.
Me either.
Well, then don't date a guy with one. That's the big deal.
Well, okay. Now I have to break up with someone.
Did you know that today is the big breakup day?
What does that mean?
That means, yeah, the biggest day for breakups is today. Two days before Valentine's Day.
So it's a financial thing.
You know what? What? We could have sat and talked all morning about various topics and items without you bringing that. You are a fun crusher is what
no,
you are.
I'm just saying.
And then coming up, we have a
dream really, squasher, fun crusher.
That's really interesting survey about how much people spend
on
Valentine's Day. And it's quite surprising who spends the most. I think you'll be stunned to learn.
Oh, okay.
Is it the broads?
The broad hips?
Actually, in reverse. Men spend more than women.
Superior? That makes sense.
You're not teasing. You're giving away the story.
That would have been my guess, quite honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's the most obvious.
And you know what the number one gift that men want is, don't you?
A blowy?
Yep, pretty much.
Wow. Could we not... really not
that specific, but just sex in general. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is free. You don't have to spend any money, ladies.
Are you saying you wouldn't want one if it was offered?
I'm saying I don't discuss such a thing. I'm a gentleman.
Last time you got one.
6 weeks ago? 5 weeks? 4 weeks? A couple days ago? Last night?
Last night?
Oh, my God. Last night. Josh.
Again, saying more about me than you. Now, coming up, we have more details about the Westminster Dog Show and the poodle that won. I saw this. I don't know if you saw this, but Liberace looked at that poodle and said, "Wow, that's too much."
That is ostentatious.
Are you happy now?
I like Seabird.
Sorry. What everyone is thinking. Now, we have also coming up the Ace Cosby joke of the day. But
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie.
Ace Cosby's got a joke coming up?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to hit record on my ghetto blaster here in about 5 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I told you, but I had to help my little niece Lexis on her science fair project last night.
Oh, are you good at that?
I'm pretty good at helping stuff, you know. I mean, like last call, last second, you know, her mama had to pull a double down to the plasma center, so she had no other choice. I had to step up. She's trying to do some experiment on hydrogen power.
Mm. Really? Sounds interesting.
Well, I'm like, we got wind power, we got solar powers, mm-hmm. gas power. I hear Chris every day in the news, coal power, electric power,
yeah,
girl powers. How many powers do we need anyways?
Well, I'm sure looking for nice, clean.
Well, source. All this hydrogen talk, Tom, got me thinking back to my first science fair project back in sixth grade. Hmm. I studied the effects of homemade hydrogen peroxide for bleaching my mom Phyllis's hair good.
Oh.
But I went a little too heavy on the hydrogen.
Oh.
Or I think the peroxide. Either way, yeah. It turned out her hair was all orange for 3 weeks, and then it fell out.
Ooh. Ooh. Not good.
And she was more than mad. Because once she lost her hair, Dennis, the guy, Dennis and Wayne, but Dennis is a man at Xanadu's.
Yeah.
He moved her from dancing weekend nights to mid-morning brunch shift.
Ooh,
swear to God.
Yeah.
And ain't no set of fake hammers can compete with French toast. Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it turned out to be okay. There's one dude on Pervert Row who liked that weird bald look, and my mom Phyllis got some serious cash giving this guy skull rub lap dances for about 3 weeks until the rest grew in and kind of matched the mange. Anyway,
Donnie,
I got a D on my peroxide project. But I always hated science fair times.
Yes, me
you guys
too.
Are making volcanoes.
Sure, I love that.
Well, one year I got the house infested with mud daubers. We had to fumigate doing my science fair.
How'd that happen?
But none of my science fairs ever went as bad as my friend Shelly Fitzpata. Our senior year, she's doing a study on effects of heavy metal, like on flesh-eating piranhas.
Okay.
turn up the music real loud, and it didn't turn out good. She got a D minus, and she lost half her diddle finger.
Oh, oh dear me.
Swear to God. Well, Christy, you know every woman knows how important the diddle finger is.
Sure, sure. I never thought.
Well, that's what you go noodling with.
Noodling.
I mean, unless it's Patty Ferguson. She never officially declared a diddle finger.
Oh.
Now,
oh, she always blamed her thyroid condition.
What?
And she used her thumb.
Makes no sense.
Really?
Really?
Well, I asked her about it. I was like, well, you ain't got a diddle finger. But you, she said, well, her thumb is the only thing strong enough to wipe the peanut butter off with. So.
What?
Put that in your science fair project. Solve that puzzle.
Oh, yeah, that's a puzzle.
It's no different than Mazda. The left wiper is always stronger.
What?
All right.
Thank you, Donnie. Nice science experiment,
has
I guess.
Has he been drinking this morning?
I got the, I have
yeah,
the same feeling.
A little,
disjointed.
A little extra. Yeah. Yeah. It was extra this morning.
That would be awkward.
Now, where were we? Are we? Did we finish our sports
yeah,
broadcast?
Yeah, you introduced Christy.
Okay, all right.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What have we missed?
Well, a new study out there found marijuana may make a user's recent memories unreliable.
Is that right?
Huh? The study's authors say that even just one hit of pot can double the number of false memories for a person, adding users can easily accept fake truths for true memory. This creates problems in, among other things, criminal investigations. People will describe events that did not actually occur.
Ah, helpful.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that story about the marijuana and the memory?
Yeah, when does that come up?
Yeah, apparently I was reading this whole story. It's pretty long, but yeah, big problems with it. There are big problems. Have you ever read about those experiments? Well, they'll have some kind of incident occur, and then they'll ask people, okay, who walked in and... They'll get all these different answers.
Rashomon.
Well, yeah, he had a red hat on, and he wore a hat. But apparently, they did this involving people that were high, and it was they were very suggestible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could say, well, didn't one of them have a red hat? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Ugh, that's no good.
Yeah, it's particular. So they say it's better to wait. To question a lot of these people because once the fog lifts, they have a slightly better. It's interesting stuff.
How is anyone surprised by this?
I don't think many are.
I don't.
Yeah.
Do you? I don't think so. I mean,
I was talking to my bong last night and it said, wait a minute, and that didn't happen.
Oh,
see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There you go. But it's interesting stuff. And they're doing a lot of these studies now because of the legalization of pot in many, many places.
Yeah.
They say New York may be next.
It's just a matter of time. It'll be nationwide.
I know people who are investing in weed, they're buying stock in it or wishing they had forgotten to
buy stock in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the break, we were talking about the broom challenge. Twitter users appear to be under the misapprehension that standing a broom upright can only occur on a certain day of the year.
Silly.
Yeah. How does stuff like this start?
TikTok, baby.
Yeah.
A viral tweet from user Michaela reads, okay, so NASA said today, February 10th, was the only day a broom can stand up on its own because of the gravitational pull. I didn't believe it at first, but OMG. The tweet included a video of someone balancing a broom upright. Twitter users responded by posting their own videos and images of brooms standing on their own.
By the way, not a push broom, by the way, just to clarify.
Yeah, that's way harder. Yeah, the angle.
Well, there was something, yeah.
No apparent NASA source that generated the phenomenon. Whether a broom stands upright or not has nothing to do with the Earth's gravitational pull on a certain day.
There was a video on TikTok last night, and they put the music from Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Be Our Guest. Be right. Our Guest. And they have all the brooms standing in the kitchen. Man, that was fun.
It'd be more of a Fantasia, I think, but then,
Isn't that the forgotten singing broom?
That's the one with the mops.
Okay.
The mops.
Instead, it has to do with the broom's low center of gravity, which is directly above the bristles. To get a broom to balance on its own, just position the bristles like a tripod.
Yeah, we did this all the time at the movie theater when I was an usher. All the time. I was a broom standing master.
Is that right?
Multiple.
Multiple at one time.
Yeah.
This is the same.
Even with the tilted floor,
the same BS with the yoke.
Yeah, CNN's Chad Myers.
You take an egg and...
To have an egg stand on its own, hold the egg up for long enough that the yolk travels to the bottom of the egg. It'll become the center of gravity, and it'll stand up.
Works every time. Okay. It doesn't have to be a certain day of the year.
No.
Huh. I mean,
the one thing
This is I love that egg thing, and this is true, I think, because I've never been able to do it. Where if you put an egg at the in the heel of your hand,
This is true, yes.
And then you put your fingers over it and try as hard as you can to crush it. You cannot break it.
The structural integrity, of the
egg, and you don't have enough.
You can't.
It's awesome
hand strength to do it.
If you don't have it just right, though, you get.
A handful of
your pants. Of course, yes. Okay. You crush an egg on your hand.
See, the thing about these stupid internet things is at least the ice bucket challenge raised awareness and a lot of money for ALS research.
Yeah.
There was a positive thing there. This broom thing.
It raises awareness of dirty floors all around the world.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody
was this earlier? Godwin tried it, and it, was, it took him an hour to find a broom.
Yes,
he'd never.
And let me address something here, real quick. Chick, you seem to doubt my ability to stack or to hold the. We didn't do it on the tilted floor of the theater.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We would do it in the hallway.
Oh, in the hallway where the floor is flat.
Yes.
Well, that's almost cheating, isn't it?
And that also it also ruins the broom, by the way.
Yes, that's what we were told.
It gets the bristles all bent out of shape.
Sure. It doesn't sweep nearly as well.
Yes, yeah.
We were made aware of that.
Okay.
All right, for my next story, we have a little bit of a mess.
Now, we still burn people that carry them around because they're witches, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, of course.
You know why the witch doesn't wear underwear, right?
No, why?
Better grip on the broom.
That was an ace joke, isn't it?
No ace would
not. I haven't told her, but I have it.
For our next story, the silent generation are those born between 1928 and 1945.
Silent because they're dead.
All right?
Yeah, that's quite
baby boomers, right. 1944 to 1964. Right. Gen Xers, 65 to 79.
That's me. Okay.
Millennials, 80 to 94. And Gen Z are the 95 to 2015s.
Huh.
Okay. Got that?
All right. Got it.
Do we need these labels, really?
Yes.
No.
Well,
you're saying this? You like people in uniform.
It'd be punks, younger punks.
Whippersnappers. Worthless punks.
Really young punks, and then old farts. We got it down. Okay.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.